My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Here's something I've certainly done, is common, and may not be such a good idea. Using banking plastic. Banking plastic is plastic, usually 3 or 4 feet wide, attached to the base of your house with lath. Normally you run it from grade up and over the transition from foundation, lapped a foot or so, up onto your siding. It wraps your house like a plastic scarf, and its job is to stop the draft from blowing in along your sill plate. It's relatively inexpensive and simple to do. I like that. It also helps stop the breeze. I like that too. What I don't like is something I recently noticed, and I'm a bit surprised that it never occurred to me before. What I noticed was a band of mold growing behind where banking plastic was placed. The plastic had been removed, but the house now wore a scarf of mold, thickest on the north side. What had happened was that the plastic stopped the moisture-laden air escaping the basement and trapped it against the house. It saturated the siding, sheathing, and sill. Being on the north side, it didn't benefit from the drying action of the sun and began to rot. So now, when I see banking plastic around a house, I don't see an effective draft stopper. I see an effective sill rotter. What I would suggest, instead of the banking plastic, is to insulate your rim joists and fill any gaps with expanding foam. It's more expensive than banking plastic, but if properly applied, it works better, lasts much longer, only needs to be applied once versus putting on and taking plastic off each year, and it doesn't rot your house. This is a classic example of a little more expensive initially and a whole lot cheaper in the long run. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.